Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 203 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for September 19th is explain whether or not you have a growth mindset. The perspective, no matter what happens to you, you can always learn and grow from it. If a person does have a growth mindset and exhibits perseverance, how can anyone stop them? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking excellence. It's highly unlikely that if you are a teacher or coach in the year 2019, that you haven't heard about growth mindsets and fixed mindsets. These terms have been developed through years of research and practice by Stanford University professor Carol Dweck. And here is how Dweck explains growth and fixed mindsets. This growth mindset is based on the belief that your basic qualities are things you can cultivate through your efforts. Although people may differ in every which way, in their initial talents and aptitudes, interests, or temperaments, everyone can change and grow through application and experience. Do people with this mindset believe that anyone can be anything? That anyone with proper motivation or education can become Einstein or Beethoven? No. But they believe that a person's true potential is unknown, that it's impossible to foresee what can be accomplished with years of passion, toil, and training. This is the mindset that allows people to thrive during some of the most challenging times in their lives. Believing your qualities are carved in stone, the fixed mindset creates an urgency to prove yourself over and over. If you have only a certain amount of intelligence, a certain personality, and a certain moral character, well, then you'd better prove that you have a healthy dose of them. Fixed mindset is all about being perfect right now. Growth mindset is all about learning something over time, confronting a challenge, and making progress. In other words, becoming is better than being. We have talked before on the podcast about how with a growth mindset and the fundamental of seeking excellence, there is no finish line. We're never a finished product that cannot be worked on. But this also means that there isn't anything that can truly stop us, except ourselves and our own mindset. So, when we have a growth mindset and we are focused on seeking excellence, our true and full potential, then we accept the responsibility that nothing can stop us from learning, growing, and changing. We are unbeatable. So, how about you? Do you have a growth mindset and the perspective that no matter what happens to you, you can always learn and grow from it? Do you believe if a person does have a growth mindset and exhibits perseverance, that there's any way for another person to stop them? When we have a growth mindset, we accept full responsibility for writing our own story. It doesn't mean we can control all the events in our lives, but we can always control how we respond to them. And when we respond by learning, growing, and changing into the best version of ourselves, then we're able to increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.